Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment in themes of the High Holiday Prayers. We discussed Malchios for the past 2 days. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about the concept of Zichronos. Literally, it's the fact that God remembers so much. The Gemara has a whole discussion. This discussion is referred to somewhat in the davening of Rosh Hashanah. That on Rosh Hashanah, God judges kol vo'ei olam kivnei maron, that he judges all those who walk on the earth like the sheep. And the model of that is you imagine that animal after animal going one after the other, and he judges each one individually, just as the shepherd, as the sheep would pass by, would count each one. God judges each and every one of us individually and independently on Rosh Hashanah. But what's also interesting is there's another line in the Gemara that all of these individuals are judged b'skira achas, in one assessment. One assessment all at the same moment. Those two concepts, of course, are somewhat contradictory. Does he judge us one by one, or does he judge us as one broad whole? Rev Chaim Friedlander, who we've quoted earlier in the series, suggests that there are two separate ideas that come out of this discussion. The first point is he judges each and every one of us kivnei maron. He judges us separately and individually. Why does he need to judge us separately and individually? Can't he figure it all out in one big piece? He's perfect. He's beyond all the shortcomings that we have. And there seems to be a message in the individual judgment, which is each and every one of us have our own unique mission in this world. We recognize it on Rosh Hashanah. We recognize that that's his role on Rosh Hashanah, to judge us in that way. But we need to think about it as ourselves. What am I doing? Am I fitting into God's plan for me on Rosh Hashanah? He is going to be looking at me in that way. Am I living up to that? Or am I just following the masses? Of course, there's much to benefit from and to learn from what the people around us are doing. But is the answer to everything because that's what everyone else is doing? Or am I trying to do what I need to do for myself, for my family, for my role within my community, within Klal Yisrael? That's one side of the equation. But the other side of the equation is it's beskira achas. God is able to judge all these individuals at the same moment. But Friedlander suggests that the message there is that each and every mission interconnects with another one. I have my unique mission that fits into God's picture for the broader world. God's image for the world cannot be complete if I don't do my part. It's a fascinating thing. This bridges past, present, and future. God's plan for us in Silver Spring depends on what someone was supposed to do 3 months ago, what someone needs to do today, and what someone is going to do 3 months from now. And these might all be the same people, and these might be very different people. This is part of the tremendous judgment that God does through this period, through this season. We also know that whatever judgments he gives, whether they be rewards, whether they be punishments, all the people who are affected, it will be fair. We say Hatsur Tamim Palo, he is the rock whose work is perfect. And that speaks very much about the fairness in his judgment and for all those who are affected by it. But we stand on Rosh Hashanah and we reflect on this role that God has. And we're humbled how small we are and yet how significant each and every one of us are in his picture. It demands a lot of us. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.